Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth. And for today's current mood combo, I'm so excited to have Jessica Zimmerman on the podcast because she is transforming lives and businesses one reclaimed story at a time. Her story is insane. Just another, like, from start to finish, incredible story. She's a serial entrepreneur, a compulsive career pivoter, and a person that's just unafraid of asking hard questions and sharing nuanced answers. She'll explain how she was a floral designer turned educator and author who is a mother and a wife. I'm so excited to dive into her book because not only is she the serial entrepreneur that now, like, teaches people how to build their businesses and just has this awesome story on the career side of it, her personal story that she started sharing is insane. Her husband, Brian, contracted a mysterious illness that left him 50 pounds underweight and a prisoner to their master bedroom. She had no idea the journey of self-discovery on which they were both about to embark. They obviously had to work to solve the riddle of his illness, and they also had to ask the even harder questions like, was their marriage even worth saving? She's all about growing through the dark times and just has so many words of wisdom to share with us today. You guys are absolutely going to love this week's Current Mood Combo, but of course, first, let's jump into my best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood this week was just crushing it. I feel like I crushed it. I really do. You guys know I had, like, a really just, like, not great, like, definitely one of the worst moods of the week kind of weeks, you know, the other week. And I obviously got my shit together, and by the time you get your shit together, then you're able to just have an awesome week. And I feel like my week was just full of so many mood boosters. I was really, like, productive but gentle with myself, compassionate with myself, and just, like, patient and present, and just all those great intentions that we always talk about on the podcast. I feel like I just really crushed it. Like, I did one of my mood boosters that I'm not going to say this week because I've already mentioned it a couple weeks ago, which was, like, my to-do list. And I just find that when you keep them short and sweet and simple and attainable, you just feel like you crush it because, like, at the end of the day or throughout the day, you're able to just check things off. And I was actually doing it before the podcast, and I, like, had that thought of, like, oh, like, I'm crushing it so far this week because I was able to just check all these things off that I do. And even if they're, like, simple things, just, like, the act of checking them off itself, like, gives you that moment to be proud of yourself and make you feel like you crushed it, which is just gonna, like, ultimately boost your mood and give you just, like, something small to be proud of. And, you know, it really is the small things that add up to great big things. And I feel like I crushed it this week because I got my work done, I got my mood boosters and self-care stuff that I wanted to do done, and I spent time with my family, I saw my friends. Like, I did all these little things that added up to just a great week where I'm like, huh, best mood, crushed it. My worst mood this week, I think it has to just be, like, those intrusive thoughts. And I've done a really good job of kind of, like, telling them to shut up, but they're obviously still there. I don't want to just act like, you know, I had the best week ever. Even though I did, I'm not going to lie, I have a good week. I definitely still, you know, have those intrusive thoughts that, you know, 2 weeks ago I let obviously completely consume my life and debilitate me. But this week, once I was, like, back, grounded, leveled again, was able to just like be annoyed by for a second and then tell them to like get out of here. And it's kind of like a combination of either like, I see you anxiety, like get out of here, I'm not even entertaining this. Or it's a really quick fact-checking situation where it's like, okay, or this, and that's not true. Or that's not going to be true. And so that's kind of like how I coped with having those intrusive, anxious thoughts that like wanted to kind of spin me out, and not, I didn't let them spin me out. I either was just like, shut up, that's stupid, or I'm not listening to you. Like I literally say that to myself in my head. I'm just like, no, like not right now. Like I really just like get logical. And Lauren, who's driving the bus, not my anxiety, is just like, no, not now. Or I like have a quick conversation with myself of like, that doesn't need to be true because of X, Y, and Z. Like just the fact checking that we talked about last week. And that is, you know, on the at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth Instagram. So that was kind of my best mood and worst mood of the week, with just like, you know, even when you have a really good week, there's still obviously little worse moods. But if you can balance them out with the best, you can just have an overall good week. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to do that. It just ends up happening when, you know, the small mood boosting things add up and you look back and you're like, oh, wait. I had a pretty good week. I crushed it. You guys know I'm literally Majuri's biggest fan since day one. If you're a day one person, you remember that I was one of the first people to, you know, like really wear Majuri. So we are so happy that they are a part of Mood. If you don't know Majuri, because you obviously like are living under a rock, which is like totally okay. Come out, smell the fresh air. Majuri makes fine jewelry for every day, but minus the traditional 10x markup. They have new limited edition drops every Monday instead of like seasonal releases, like more traditional retailers, which I love because I'm obsessed with jewelry. So I'm constantly going on their website and just like getting newness all the time because I'm always wanting new jewelry. They always have new jewelry. It's like a match made in heaven. So you can find fresh new picks every week for every style. And the best part is that their pieces are fairly priced. They're handcrafted, ethically sourced, and made to last. So their pieces are 14 karat solid gold, and they don't wear out or scratch easily. That's because 14 karat is actually much more durable than 18 karat gold. So just like think like no more green fingers or fine jewelry that oxidizes. Besides gold, they also have sterling silver, freshwater pearls, ethically sourced diamonds, and milestone pieces. They have something for every budget, for everyone, including women's, men's, and unisex pieces guaranteed to elevate your fall wardrobe. If you need help deciding, just try virtual shopping. You can live chat with a Majuri stylist one-on-one, get answers to all your burning questions, and find something perfect, whether it's for yourself or a gift. Visit Majuri.com and use code MOOD for 10% off your first order. That's Majuri.com, code MOOD for 10% off your first order. For mood boosters this week, I had such a mood boosting week. It's like, how do I even narrow it down? But I tried, okay? My first mood booster, you probably saw it on Instagram, is the Beast Blender. I've wanted this blender for like so long. I just like couldn't commit because I feel like I couldn't commit to my apartment. And finally, when I was coming back this time from California, I was like, okay, Lauren, just get the blender. You'll like, your life is all over the place. The least you could do is have a blender somewhere. You know what I mean? It's the little things in life. So I got this Beast Blender because you guys know I'm obsessed with smoothies. I just feel like it's such a big part of like my overall wellness and feeling good and looking good from the inside out. Obviously, I have a Vitamix in California. I left it in my LA house. And this, I just feel like was kind of like a different blender because you literally like take it off and you can just drink straight out of it, where like the Vitamix you obviously like pour into a glass. And I also don't have a lot of glasses and like cups in my house. So as I was making the smoothie, I was like, shit, what am I going to pour it in? And then I realized like, oh, Lauren, this is why you bought it. So you can drink straight out of it. And there's like different sizes. So I make like really, really mini smoothies. And then I make like a little bit bigger ones. I got like the whole system. It was about like $200, maybe $200-something. And honestly, I think it was like great bang for my buck. I've used it every single day since I got it and washed it. I've been loving putting like my Saqqara powders in it, just making super simple, like healthy things to just like snack on, wake up in the morning and drink. It's just like such a mood booster because it's like that mindful moment of self-care and also putting something really, really good for my body inside of it that's going to also in turn make me feel good from the inside out. So just like 10 out of 10 mood booster for sure. I know I talked about candles probably like last week on the podcast, and I have to say like I leveled up, but like for a good reason. I had this candle. in California the last time I was there staying with my boyfriend's family, and I literally was at the airport and had to order it for myself because I lit it like every single day that I was there last time, and it is absolutely unreal. How do you say it? It's apothecary? Probably totally saying that wrong. I put it on Instagram. It's apothecary. Such a great Christmas gift. Like, I'm sorry to whoever knows me in real life that's listening to this. You probably will be getting it as a gift. It's the charcoal scent, and oh my God. I was sitting like on the couch on Monday, just like with a clean apartment with this candle lit, like watching TV, and it was like super chilly and rainy in Chicago. And the mood was boosted. Like, it was just a mood in itself. It was so amazing. This candle smells like absolute fall, winter heaven on earth. It is like everything I love in a candle and more, I'm telling you. And every time someone walked into the room I was staying in California, they were like, oh my God, it smells so good in here. Like, I'm telling you, I think it's a best-selling candle. This candle is freaking amazing, okay? You get the point. My next mood booster is the Sculpt Society. I told you guys when I had Megan Roop on the podcast that it was like totally going to be a certified mood booster, and it is. I went to her event on Sunday. She in herself is obviously a mood booster, and her workout that we did on Sunday was like so much fun. It was a combination of obviously the dance cardio and the sculpting, and I just had an absolute blast and like sweat and felt like I was just kind of engaging parts of my body and muscles that like I don't usually engage, just doing something different, mixing it up. I just loved that I pushed myself to like go to an event and go to a workout like on a Sunday. I haven't like really worked out in real life like with a bunch of people in a really long time because obviously quarantine, we got used to really working out on our own, and now I have a gym here. So that in itself was a mood booster on Sunday, but then I have just been using the app all week and I just absolutely love it. It's the Sculpt Society app. I love that I can get my cardio in a different way because the only other cardio I get in is just like going on walks and or doing 12-3-30 on the treadmill. So this was such a fun way and like silly way to get cardio in. I just felt kind of like, I don't know, it was just like so nice. I figured out too that like one of my mood boosters the past week, especially like now that I'm working out again, because it's just, I need it to boost my mood. But it's also like, I'm so like concerned with like people looking at me at the gym or like at the event, people looking at me. Like, I'm just like so self-conscious and like, I don't like being looked at. I don't know. It's like a weird thing that I have that I've talked about before, but I just started telling myself like, who cares? Like, who cares? Like, also no one's looking at you obviously, but it's more so just like, who cares if they are, right? And just kind of like starting to like live a little bit more like that and starting with workouts. And I've literally had to tell myself that multiple times throughout every single workout, but it's really been boosting my mood, like having that thought and going like, who cares? And then doing what I want to do and just kind of really like getting rid of that part of myself that like gives a shit and doing whatever I want and just like owning it. So that is like a total combined mood booster, starting with the Sculpt Society app, going to the event on Sunday, dancing like no one's watching, literally. And also just in general, working out, even if I'm doing Melissa Wood health workouts, like doing a flow, like she even does this thing at the beginning of her workouts where she's like, okay, take a moment, like breathe in, breathe out. And I'm always like, okay, like hurry up, get to the workout. Like, I just want to do it. I don't want anyone to like see me like breathing in and breathing out and like grounding myself. And it's like, who cares? Like, why? Like, what? Like, it's like when I see people doing that, like, I don't care what they're doing. So like, why do I think like, what? It's just like so insecure. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Do you have more worse moods than best moods? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send messages to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/mood, that's better H-E-L-P, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And of course, we have a special offer for Mood listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/mood. Therapy is always a mood booster. Get on it, you guys. Okay, you guys, that's it for my mood boosters this week. I'll have more next week. Don't worry. All I'm doing is boosting my mood over here, and it's working. That's why we love Mood, you guys. And I love seeing you guys boost your mood, so make sure to tag me at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth on Instagram and follow along for mood boosters throughout the week. Let's jump into our current mood combo with Jessica Zimmerman. I'm absolutely so excited for you guys to listen to her. I loved our chat, and she is a mood booster. Of course, that's why she's on Mood. So let's jump into it with Jessica. Okay, I am so excited to have you on. You just released kind of, I don't know what month it is anymore. It's so hard with the pandemic and everything still. Your book and your story is absolutely like unreal, insane. And I just need everyone to get to know you. How did you kind of come about? I mean, I know because, you know, I do my research. I'm like really good at my job. But introduce yourself and kind of like how you got started to now have this amazing Instagram and just like online community and book.
Yeah. So it all started, honestly, when I was 3 years old. I was in a car accident and I survived and my sister died. And that event changed the entire trajectory of my life. Every decision that I've ever made was somehow influenced by that accident. I think the overarching theme is that I don't want to waste my time. We're not promised tomorrow. And so I wanted to own my own business because that was the only thing in my mind growing up that I could, you know, being the boss of you, you can also be the boss of your own time. I wanted to be able to like, if I was so fortunate or if I chose to have a family one day that I could attend their dance recitals and soccer games and all the things and not have to ask permission. And so I always knew I wanted to own my own business, but I think the other thing is that there was always growing up this sense of there's something that you're supposed to do. And I didn't have the language for this growing up, but it was the only way it's going to happen is for you to be here physically and your sister, Courtney, to be here spiritually. And together y'all are going to make some kind of impact. So what's interesting is that I didn't care what I did owning my own business. I would have sold knives for a living. I almost did. I ended up buying a wedding rental business and hated rentals with a passion. Then my husband gets, I had a 2-year-old daughter and I had 6-week-old twin boys. And my husband, who has been the complete breadwinner, honestly, he made it all. I had this business that was really more like a hobby and more for ego. Like to have my name on a sign and for people to think I was important or special, but I was making nothing. And so it was all a facade. And my husband, who's a financial advisor, gets sick. We can't figure out what's wrong with him. He's in the hospital. I have these babies. And for the first time in my life, I have to not only take care of myself, but this whole family. And there was a moment where I looked at my husband in the hospital and I thought, he's going to die. And I had a doctor tell me that he is dying. And there was this fear that came over me, this paralyzing fear, because I had already lost my sister. So I had this whole chapter of life, right? The childhood chapter where there was no one to bounce anything off of. Like, why is mom acting like that? Does dad do this to you? Like there was, what are we supposed to do? What's going on? Like that was all just me. And so I had already been through this part of life where I had to kind of child alone. Mm-hmm. And the thought of parenting alone absolutely terrified me. And so I thought, I'm going to do absolutely anything that I can to save this man so that my kids don't have to experience loss like I experienced it. And so that I can have a partner and I don't have to do this alone. So owning my own business was basically emotional insurance. It was for me to have something in the event that something happened to my family. Well, what I realized is when something threatening happened to my family, my business is what I ran to, mm-hmm. what I put everything into. And very quickly, I was able to turn it around and really provide for my family and make some money. It's amazing what you can do when your back is against the wall. Mm. But yeah, I went from that wedding rental business to learning how to make money in the wedding industry, to teaching people. I have a program called The Business Behind the Blooms that has transformed so many wedding businesses, and sharing vulnerably about my business prepared me to share vulnerably about my personal life, which that's what Sleeping with a Stranger is, my book.
When, so before the book and like, obviously, you know, with the building the business and, you know, being able to teach others that, when did you start being vulnerable about the personal side of your story?
There's always been a part of me my whole entire life that craved vulnerability. Mm. I believe, and I talk about this in the book, that we're all kind of born with these scripts, and it's like, this is who you are, and this is who we expect you to be. And what happened when my husband got sick is our scripts were basically burned, because our roles completely changed. And so it was, okay. So this script doesn't look anything like the script I was given that I've been reading off of my entire life. Do I want to go back to that script, or do I want to write my own? Do I like this one that I've kind of been forced to do, or am I resentful of you because of it? And so I've always craved people being vulnerable. I'm one of these people who hate small talk. I hate cocktail conversation. Like, if we're not bearing our souls, what's the point? But I don't know if I really got fully into that until I always craved it. But I don't know if I really got fully into it until my late 20s, which is earlier than most. But I've learned through therapy that when the day my sister died, I grew emotionally about a decade. So I've always been a little more emotionally aware than the people, my peers. Which honestly was one of the most freeing things anyone has ever said to me, because that made so much sense to me. I never understood, why do I care about these things that no one else seems to care about? You know, like in junior high and high school, I was like, why can't I just care about that they care about? But I didn't.
It's so funny. I was actually going to ask you in your Instagram bio, it says no small talk zone.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you need to explain what that means. Like, that obviously helps a little bit, but when people go to your Instagram bio, like literally the first thing they see is no small talk zone.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So when did you put that? Is that like just, you know, kind of like a slogan that you live by then?
Yeah. I just am not down for it. Like, you're not going to find me. I mean, listen, I've learned recently, because I was in the trenches with my husband's illness and babies for 4 years. And I'm, you know, just now in the last couple of years being able to come out of that. I mean, when you're in it, you just have to build up all these walls, because you only have so much energy, and you have to preserve it for the people who are living in your home. So I lost a lot of friends. I had family that didn't understand what was going on. There just wasn't enough energy to explain all of it. And so I think I'm just recently tearing down those walls and going, oh, remember, like, you did used to be fun. You used to wear color. You used to go to a social event and everything. I still love the real talk. I don't love the facades that a lot of people want to put on. It's like we have our, it's like we have our real self and then our official self. Mm. And I feel like a lot of the people who we meet are the official selves. And I don't want to meet the official self. I want the real self. And so I try to show up as real as possible. So am I having a little more fun than I used to? Yes, but I'm still, you're going to see honesty from me and vulnerability. And I'm not going to be just like light and fluffy,
sugar coated. Yeah. You said 4 years that this whole like event was, and you know, if, you know, for people that don't know, sleeping with a stranger is kind of about how all of a sudden you didn't really recognize your husband anymore. He had developed this chronic illness. I think he said he lost like 40 pounds and 55. No one knew it was 55. I mean, so obviously that begins and this lasts, you said, about 4 years. I mean, when did you, there's like obviously so many questions, and I know obviously a lot of it is in the book, but I'm just so like interested in, you know, obviously on one hand, like how you got through it, of course, but then on the other hand, you know, what ended up like, what did you think was wrong? Did you ever find out? Like, it's like, obviously I'm sure I follow you on Instagram. You guys look amazing. So when did you start seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel? Like kind of what was that 4 years like? In a sense, first, like medically figuring out what was going on with your husband.
It was absolutely brutal.
I'm sure.
It was the darkest time of my whole life. It was so much. I mean, I was 33. You have to remember, I had a 2-year-old and newborn twins. Like a 2-year-old alone is a lot. A newborn alone is a lot. Newborn twins is insane. And I have a husband who can't get out of bed, who's so malnourished and weak. And then I have the responsibility of, you know, figuring out how to take care of all of us. How did I get through it? That's a question that people ask me a lot. And the only answer I know to give is you don't know what you're capable of until your back's against the wall.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt. I felt like my back was against the wall and someone had a gun to my head and I was going to do whatever it took. And you just, I don't know, you just get up and you just start doing what has to be done next. And it's like, my boys need to eat. I need to make bottles. Stella needs to go to preschool. I need to make her lunch. She has to get dressed. I need to give the boys a bath. Brian needs his medicine. I have to go to work. Like you just kind of do it. And then I don't know if you've ever, I'm a big fan of the Strength Finders test, which tells you your 5 biggest strengths. My number one strength is positivity. Which can be good, can also be bad. In this case, I just continually was hopeful and believed that we were about to find it. Like here's the hill and we're right here. And it was like the hill kept growing, you know, and there was a point, I guess it was about 8 or 9 months in, I'm literally in the car with one of my employees, one of my team members, and I just broke down. And I said, I don't know when we're going to find, I don't know where the end is. If somebody can just tell me you're 6 months away or you're 3 years away, right. Well, then I can work with that. But I don't know when it is. And that is what was really, really difficult. And no one else seemed to really have this gut intuition that I had, which was the things that the doctors are telling us aren't correct.
Hmm.
Everyone's just like, well, you just do what the doctors tell you to do. And I'm like, I think they're killing him. Like, I think everything that they've said would work hasn't worked. So how much longer are we going to do this? And that was a big turning point, but it was brutal. I don't want to give it all away because it's in the
book. Of course.
It was brutal.
I mean, I love that you had that like gut instinct, and it just obviously is like, if you are listening and you haven't wanted to read the book yet, I mean, like, how could you not? I can't believe that you guys got through it, not in a sense of not believing, but just in like, you know, it's one of those things where you go to your Instagram and like go to your website. And right before this, I was like looking at your website again and I was like, this stresses me out. And I'm going to tell her that because it's a total me thing and it has nothing to do with her. Because to me, I'm like, she has this beautiful family. She has these kids and she has so many freaking assets on her website, like that are so helpful. There's the blog, there's the podcast, there's, you know, the actual business side of it, but then there's the actual vulnerable side. I was like, this girl has so many amazing things to offer and they are presented in a beautiful package.
Quick break to talk to you guys about Nomad. You guys know I'm all about aesthetic. I love leather and Nomad is so sick. It actually was a Kickstarter project started in 2012 with a goal of building ultra rugged and minimalist tools for the 21st century. They're based in Santa Barbara, California, and they make mobile accessories that not only like look good, but are there when you need them most. So now, of course, they've expanded because they're so amazing. And they offer a wide range of mobile accessories to fit any need, from iPhone cases and Apple Watch straps to wireless chargers, ultra durable cases, and even premium wallets and passport holders crafted with Horween leather, which actually is based in Chicago. Fun fact. You guys know I love leather accessories, and I just love accessories and organization in general. So you guys really have to go check it out because their leather is the best leather. It's literally the same leather that they use for the NFL and the NBA, and it has a 10-foot drop protection. So it doesn't just like look good, it actually like works to protect your stuff. Check out their wireless charging solutions for home and office, because who wants to deal with cables? I mean, seriously. The Leather Nomad uses smells amazing. It's a climate-neutral brand. And holiday season is approaching. Nomad is the perfect gift because I love getting people leather accessories. Like, just wait till you see my gift guides. Nomad is a company that prioritizes design and quality over everything else. It's the highest quality, longest lasting materials available on the market, and they design all of their concepts from the ground up rather than white labeling existing products. Get yourself and someone you love something unique, something that lasts, and something that is just exquisite. Check out nomadgoods.com/mood to see what living the nomad life is all about. That's nomadgoods.com/mood. Back to the podcast. But like, you know, it's because you're, like you said, like your back was up against the wall. I'm sure it didn't always maybe appear that way, or maybe it did. I don't know. But it's, I just, you would never know just from like looking at you from the outside, right? Like,
well, and to be honest, that website and that business is a sense of control. If there's something in your life that is completely out of control, then how are you going to, you control what you can. So yeah, I'm going to have a beautiful website, and I'm going to put my content out on all the platforms. Those are things I have control over. I also have an amazing team that does all that stuff and makes it really effortless. But I don't do any of that, but they are incredible. And it's always my story. It's always my voice. But they are so good at getting it out where it needs to be. But that was a sense of control for me. It's never what it appears, ever.
Oh yeah.
Ever.
I mean, definitely. I mean, I sense that, like, you know, just from reading the, even if you guys just go on like Amazon and read like what the book's about, like it's, and by the way, you have so many incredible reviews. Like, I was reading some of them the other day and it was like must read, like read it twice. And it's just like, I was literally like, God damn it. Why don't I have Wi-Fi? Like, I was like actually like so upset, and I'm like not a fast reader. And I was like, do I push her back? Like, but then I realized that, like, you know, we can't give the book away anyway. So this is good for the listeners.
Yeah.
But what's it called? I wanted to like talk to you about, like, obviously like the relationship aspect of it with your husband, because I know that, you know, maybe not everyone's going to have a partner that has a chronic illness, but I'm sure that everyone goes through something where they feel like their back's against the wall. And oftentimes it really can tear apart a marriage.
Yeah.
And how do you, like, what do you, like, what kind of just advice would you give to people that are navigating like really just like hard things in life while trying to show up as a partner for their spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or just partner?
Here's my advice. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with chronic guilt. I mean, listen, if being a caretaker for someone is completely different than being in a relationship with someone. So my relationship advice is this: you have to be 100% you. You have to live your own life. You have to have your own interests. You have to have your own friends. You have to have your own hobbies, your own work, whatever that work looks like. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be paid for it, but whatever your work looks like, your own ambitions, your own, and then your partner should have the same. And what you should be doing for each other is simply supporting one another's individual lives. And yes, you come together and you build a life, but there's no reason to become codependent. And if everything that you have is based on another human being, I think it's a bit of a trick. Like, I think that's just a cover up for your loneliness.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's really important to have your own thing. And again, I go back to the emotional insurance of losing my sister, of being like, you know what? If we got in a car tomorrow and my whole family died, what else do I have? Hopefully there are some things that I haven't just built a relationship as a wife and a relationship as a mom. I hope that I've built a full life. I hope that I have hobbies. I hope that I have friendships. I hope that I have mentors. I hope that I have, work. I hope that I have a full life. And I think that women have a really difficult time admitting that that is needed, because we are told and conditioned from the moment that we're born that women have to be selfless, that we have to be nurturers, that we have to take care of everyone else. It's funny. The other day I was with my boys and we went to see the Paw Patrol movie, and there's like five boy Paw Patrols and one girl Paw Patrol, and the girl one, it rides in a helicopter and she's like looking over, you know, I was like, the irony is lost on me, right? the girl Paw Patrol is the one in the helicopter looking down to make sure all the boys are okay. And if someone needs help, she's there. She's having to like think for all of them. That's what we continually, those are the messages that the show is giving my kids. So it's so important to have your own thing. I think so. And then just communication and being brutally honest. Like,
yeah.
Brian and I are very, very honest with each other. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are family until death do us part. Like, who knows? I don't have a crystal ball about husband and wife forever, but I know that he is my family until death do us part.
I love too that you said it's a cover up for loneliness, because I think it's so easy to, like, you know, people were even like afraid of spending time alone, like in finding a hobby that we do alone. Like, we'd much rather throw ourselves into like someone else's problems, someone else's life, someone else's plan. And I think for, you know, a lot of the girls listening, especially like in this kind of age where we're like figuring out like what our kind of life building looks like, it's really easy to just like imagine that next chapter, like, oh, well, I don't have to worry about it, 'cause like, you know, at that point I'll be a wife and a mom. So like, this is just what I'm doing right now that I'm like in this phase of my life. And so I think it's because we just like assume that growing up, it's like your life ends when you have kids, quote unquote. And so it's like so interesting to be reminded too. And I've actually been really noticing it lately of like, when I see someone like obviously have a baby and stuff, and then like 6 months later, they're like doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, that's like such a nice reminder, because like I didn't see that growing up, not in the sense of in my household, but like you said, like in TVs and movie and stuff like that, and just what they tell you, to be completely honest.
Right.
And I think it is kind of a cover up, like, oh, like just keep having more kids so that you never have to be an empty nester. Like, I had that thought. I was like, well, the more kids I have, then the more I'll have to do, and maybe I won't have time for other things, AKA myself. Like, you know, like when you get like dark for a second, you're like, well, do I really have to do this thing forever? AKA hang out with myself. And it's like, yeah, like you said, if you're the only one to survive a car crash, which like you have been, and it's, I mean, I don't know how you don't live in a scarcity mindset all the time. Now I know I'm getting on a different tangent, but I would just have, and obviously I'm sure it takes a lot of therapy, but just this like scarcity mindset of like, oh, the other shoe's going to drop.
Yeah.
Or like it's, you know,
well, I think there's a couple of things. I think one of the things that I hope that your listeners will hear is that contentment and joy, that's a solo job. Like, no one's going to fill that for you. People can come around us and they might give off a hormone of oxytocin that make us feel good, right? In the way that exercise gives off endorphins. But true contentment is a solo job. So you do need to learn how to go eat by yourself or go see a movie by yourself or go on a walk with yourself, and don't just always drown things out with noise. You know, that's, I feel like that's what people are doing constantly. It's like, let me listen to a podcast. Let me listen to music. Let me watch TV. People like who have TVs on all the time. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's like, no, you need to be able to hear your thoughts and you need to be able to sit with them and work through them. Your feelings are different than the truth, but your feelings are your guiding light. Mm. You need to feel all your feelings. There's 5 core feelings. Only one of them is positive: mad, glad, sad, hurt, and afraid. So if you think about it that way, 5 core feelings, and you can feel one of those or all of those at the same time, any combination, but there's only one feel good one. So the goal here isn't happiness. The goal is to feel our feelings, figure out what they're telling us, to sit with them so that we can be guided to the next step in our life. And I think that a lot of people don't do that. And so emotion gets stuck in them. And then emotion has a beginning, middle, and an end. And if it doesn't get out, if you don't work through it and doesn't get out, it gets stuck. And that's how so many different sicknesses and illnesses occur, and depression and anxiety and all of these things. I mean, I think it really kind of all boils down to emotion.
100%. I mean, can we just like clip that and like just send it out everywhere? I mean, that was incredible. I love it. I mean, clearly you're an amazing speaker because I saw you filmed for TED. For TED Talk. Yes. I mean, how is that? And when does that come out?
I don't know when it comes out. I've sent an email out to find out. I have not received an email back, but I know that they're in the process of like the editing. Yesterday, I was asked to send like a bio for it and everything. So it's in the works. It's not like overnight, I guess. So, but it was,
I mean, I'm great. So excited for it. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And the other thing too, that I was actually really curious about, because I always see this book everywhere, and I think you're like reading through it or like working through it right now on Instagram, The Artist's Way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm really familiar with like A Course in Miracles. And like, I have a friend that like works through it, like with people. And when I saw you working through The Artist's Way, I was like, oh, that's so interesting, because like, I like just like the working through it part, but I've always like not understood, not necessarily like the difference, but they just like always remind me of each other.
Yeah.
But I've never even like really read The Artist's Way. So like, I'm sure this, obviously you're working through it. This is not your first time reading it. So is that like kind of like a guide for you? And like, what are you like doing with that?
This is my first time going through it. So,
oh, it is?
Yes. So I guess about 12 weeks ago, I was talking to my dear friend, her name's Katie Selvage. She's one of the wisest human beings I know. I make a joke, but I'm actually serious, that she's better than Google. Like, she gives me better information than Google ever could. But I guess it was about 12 weeks ago, I said to her, I think I'm done. I think I'm not feeling creative. I don't feel like I have anything else to give. Maybe I need a season where I am at home with the kids, which is silly because they're at school all day. But, and she was like, okay. And I was like, I don't have any creativity left in me. I don't even, and she was like, okay, I'm going to send you this book and I want you to commit to going through it. And I was like, okay. And, but it is incredible in the sense that what it does is, it basically, we were all created, and it's insane to believe that something created was created without the intent to create. Mm. So if you can look at it from that perspective and know that we are all creative, but somehow, some way, that has been pushed down or suppressed or something, or even people who claim to be creatives have moments where they're like totally blocked. So it's about these steps that you can take to unblock your creativity. And one of the things that Katie says, and I'm going to butcher it, but it's like, creativity is just problem solving. So the more things that you kind of fill into your creative bucket, the more problems you're going to be able to solve in your life. The more problems you can solve in your life, the more you can pay attention. And when we pay attention, That's what actually brings us contentment. And I think, you know, just to give you an example, one of the things they tell you to do is every week you just go do something by yourself that you either loved doing as a child, or you've always just thought, well, that'd be fun. You know, like a pottery class. It's like, wouldn't that be fun? But you never do it. Right.
Right.
Well, I used to take dance, and I hadn't taken a dance class since high school. I went and I took a choreography class. This is 3 weeks before my TED talk. And there were parts of my TED talk I just couldn't remember what came next. I went to this dance class and I remembered, oh yeah, like I can actually pick up choreography pretty quickly. And it hit me. If I choreograph my TED talk, I'll remember it. Not like dancing, but just like a hand movement here and there. Sure enough, I came home and I kind of just did that. I would just, when I said fruition, I would do this one thing with my hand. If I said pain comes to all of us, I would kind of motion, you know, like to all of us. And I never would have figured, and then I memorized it like that. I never would have figured that out without this book. It's fascinating.
Wow, that's insane. I might have to do that. You need because to do it. I know, because I always see it. It's like one of those things that you like see on Instagram, you know, where you see someone reading it.
I had never heard of it. So I was really? Grateful she sent it. But y'all can go on my Instagram, JessicaZimmerman_, and go under IGTV. And Katie and I, we go through it every week. We do a chapter every week.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to follow along with that so that it's like accountability / I'd love to just hear you two chat.
It's fun.
And speaking of love as well, we do mood boosters on Mood, and you actually have a section on your site about like products and stuff that you love.
Yes.
And that's essentially mood boosters. Okay, and so what are your like top two right now? I'm very curious about this like honey that I saw on your website.
Yeah. Okay. So I love it's Beekeepers Naturals. And so it is, they have like propolis spray. You spray it in your throat every day and it like helps your immune system and keeping you healthy. There is this superfood honey that's got like all these great things in it for you that I love. Let's see, what else am I loving right now? I love Sweats by Madewell.
Ooh.
All day. They are the most comfortable, softest sweats in the world. I love a good pair of sweats. And then I have never been a coffee drinker ever, but really? A few weeks ago I got an espresso machine and I've been having an espresso with some coconut milk creamer every morning that has made me pretty happy.
I mean, those are definitely cozy fall mood boosters.
Aren't they? So, yeah, they really are.
Yeah, like that's exactly what we're all about over here right now. So I am literally like dying to go start reading your book now that I have Wi-Fi and can download it. I am so freaking excited. Great. You are absolutely just like a light in a dark world. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I can't wait to keep following you and keep up with everything. Mm-hmm. Where can everyone also follow along and get your book?
You can get the book anywhere books are sold. Amazon's obviously the easiest, but Barnes and Noble, you know, Audible, all the places. And then the best place to keep up with me is JessicaZimmerman.com. I have Zimmerman podcast. I have Instagram is JessicaZimmerman_. I have a YouTube channel, so, you know, all the things, but I have a blog on my website, but you can link it all, you know, from the website. So JessicaZimmerman.com.
Perfect. JessicaZimmerman.com. Thank you so much, Jessica. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's Mood. Make sure to rate in the podcast store 5 stars. It really helps the podcast, and so does supporting our sponsors. Make sure to follow Mood on Instagram @MoodWithLaurenElizabeth. You can also follow me @LaurenElizabeth, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.